Good morning. It's March 25th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a strategic move to bolster their basketball program, the University of Michigan has welcomed Dusty May as their new men's basketball head coach, stepping in for Juwan Howard. May comes from Florida Atlantic University, where he left a mark with two Conference USA titles and a stellar 35-win season, setting a new program record. May's coaching philosophy is known for its dynamic, fast-paced offense, focusing heavily on player development and adapting his roster to fit a style characterized by structured chaos and motion. This approach has previously led to significant improvements in offensive ratings and shooting percentages at FAU. With a 5-year contract at Michigan, averaging $3.75 million per season, May is expected to bring his successful strategies to the Wolverines, along with the potential for extensions and increased pay based on performance. However, May is faced with the immediate challenge of rebuilding the team's roster following a significant departure of players. His efforts will be crucial in recruiting new talent and retaining current players with eligibility, aiming to restore Michigan basketball to its former glory. The hire has sparked a wave of optimism among fans, who are eager to see how May's vision will translate to success on the court. Meanwhile, Oklahoma State finds itself in a race against time to fill its own coaching vacancy. Michigan's quick action in hiring May has added pressure on the Cowboys to make a competitive hire in a bustling coaching market. This situation underscores the high stakes and rapid movements within college basketball's coaching landscape. In a tragic turn of events in Northern California, a mountain lion attack left one young man dead and his brother severely injured. The incident, which unfolded during a seemingly peaceful hunt for shed antlers near Georgetown, has shocked the local community and wildlife enthusiasts alike. The survivors of this harrowing encounter, an 18-year-old sustained significant facial injuries but is on the path to recovery after undergoing multiple surgeries. This ordeal was not only a test of survival, but also a tragic loss, as his older brother did not survive the attack. Their expedition for antlers turned into a fight for life, highlighting the unpredictability of nature. Authorities responded to the incident by locating and euthanizing the mountain lion responsible. The decision to euthanize was followed by plans for DNA testing and a thorough health analysis of the animal. This step is crucial for understanding the behavior that led to the attack and ensuring the safety of the community. This attack is notably the first fatal encounter with a mountain lion in California in 2 decades. The last recorded incident occurred in 2004 in Orange County, marking a long period without such tragic occurrences. The rarity of these events underscores their impact when they do happen, shaking the sense of security in outdoor activities. The family, deeply affected by this event, has requested privacy as they navigate through this difficult time. The community and wildlife officials are also processing this tragedy, reminding everyone of the inherent risks that come with sharing our spaces with wildlife. The loss and the survivor's journey to recovery are a sobering reminder of the power and unpredictability of nature. In a move that's stirring the pot within its own ranks, NBC has brought on former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a political analyst, a decision that's not sitting well with everyone at the network. At the heart of the controversy is Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, who's openly questioning McDaniel's ability to offer unbiased analysis given her past political affiliations and actions. Todd's skepticism stems from McDaniel's previous role as RNC chair, where she was a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, including backing his baseless claims about the 2020 election being stolen. This backdrop makes her transition to a role as a political analyst at NBC a focal point of debate, particularly regarding the independence of her commentary. NBC, however, stands by its decision, arguing that McDaniel brings valuable insight into the inner workings of national politics and the future trajectory of the Republican Party. The network sees her perspective as a unique asset, despite the concerns raised. Interestingly, McDaniel's debut on Meet the Press saw her acknowledging that Joe Biden won the 2020 election fair and square, a statement that diverges from her previous rhetoric. This admission has led some to speculate that without the constraints of her RNC chair role, McDaniel may now feel more at liberty to express her genuine views. The decision to hire McDaniel is reflective of a broader trend in media, where outlets are increasingly looking to diversify their viewpoints in an effort to attract larger audiences and boost advertising revenues. However, this strategy has ignited a debate on the wisdom of incorporating hardcore partisans into news coverage, raising questions about the balance between expanding reach and maintaining journalistic integrity. In a dramatic twist of events, former President Donald Trump finds himself at the crossroads of significant legal and financial jeopardy, with New York Attorney General Letitia James on the brink of obtaining the power to seize his assets over a staggering $464 million fine in a fraud case. This development is part of a broader tableau of legal challenges Trump is grappling with in New York, which not only includes a high-profile court appearance linked to the Stormy Daniels hush money case, but also a looming deadline to secure a nearly $500 million bond in a separate civil fraud case. Trump's legal team is vigorously contesting these challenges, claiming that documents recently handed over by federal prosecutors harbor evidence that could vindicate him. However, prosecutors counter this assertion, labeling the majority of the documents as irrelevant and accusing Trump of leveraging his indignation as a mere diversion tactic. The trial concerning the hush money case has been postponed until at least mid-April, during which Trump has already entered a plea of not guilty to 34 felony counts in his Manhattan criminal case. Furthermore, Trump is on the hook for more than $454 million in fines, with the state attorney general's office poised to pursue his assets should he fail to meet this obligation. Despite the gravity of these legal battles, Trump's political influence appears undiminished. He continues to surpass President Biden in key polls, and his media enterprise is set to go public following a successful merger deal. This juxtaposition of legal peril and political resilience underscores the complexity of Trump's current predicament as he navigates through these tumultuous waters while eyeing a potential presidential bid. The resolution of these legal disputes and the fate of the massive judgment against him remain uncertain, marking a critical juncture in Trump's post-presidential life. A severe winter storm has swept through New England, New York, and New Jersey, leaving a trail of disruption in its wake. This storm has not only blanketed the area with significant snowfall, but has also led to widespread power outages and travel complications, affecting hundreds of thousands of residents and travelers alike. In New Hampshire alone, over 60,000 residents found themselves without electricity, with Eversource, the state's largest utility, racing against time to restore power by Monday. The severity of the storm prompted authorities to issue avalanche warnings in Coos County, urging backcountry skiers to exercise caution and avoid certain areas prone to avalanches. The combination of heavy snowfall and freezing rain has caused numerous road accidents and substantial damage to the electrical infrastructure, complicating the restoration efforts. The storm's impact was felt across various sectors, with ski resorts experiencing a boon from the fresh snowfall, while emergency operations centers were activated to assist in cleanup efforts and ensure public safety. To combat the cold, warming centers have been opened in some areas, acknowledging that some communities may face multi-day efforts to fully restore power. As the region grapples with the aftermath of this storm, another significant winter storm looms on the horizon for the West, with additional snow and rain showers forecasted for the already affected areas. Residents are urged to stay informed and take necessary precautions to navigate the ongoing and upcoming weather challenges safely. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.